The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com is here with us. HouseLogic.com brought to you by the NAR, which features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. So, Pamela, spring is here. I'll bet you've got a lot of great maintenance tips to offer us from HouseLogic.com.
We do indeed, Gil. We have maintenance guides by season and maintenance guides by region. How about that? And it even rhymes. But first, I just want to point out how very important maintenance is to your home's value. I know I've beat the drum on this before, but that's because it's so true and so important and so often overlooked. I mean, when a house looks like it hasn't seen much tender, loving care and, in fact, hasn't had much attention in the way of preventative maintenance, you know the kind of worn-out, worn-down look I'm talking about, you could well be depressing your home's value by 10%.
But it is not what you want to hear, especially if you're thinking about putting your house in the market this spring.
Absolutely not. Now, depending on the value of homes in your community, 10% could mean, you know, $15,000, $20,000 of an adjustment in your sales price or more.
All right, so not taking care of your home can cost you value, but is the reverse true? Can taking good care of your home actually add value?
You know, there's research to suggest that, too. A study conducted by the University of Connecticut and Syracuse University suggests that regular ongoing maintenance actually increases the value of a house by about 1% each year.
All right, so there's your motivation. Let's talk specifically about some of the home maintenance, though, that you might want to do in the spring. Good time to check your house for any moisture issues or damage? I would think it would be.
A perfect time, right? Spring showers, spring flowers. So we had a home inspector out to our house recently because we've been thinking about putting it on the market and wanted to know what maintenance tasks we should make a priority. And he said unequivocally that moisture is the enemy of all houses, and that's actually a direct quote. So one way to avoid water issues around your home is to make sure you have proper drainage. That means the soil should slope away from your foundation at least 6 vertical inches in the first 10 feet on all sides of the house. If the drainage around your foundation is properly sloped, but you find you still have areas of standing water, you may want to consider a landscaping solution. Something like swales, which are contoured drainage depressions, or berms, which are raised banks of earth, or even French drains, which are a shallow, gravel-filled trench that diverts water away from the house.
Okay, what about at ground level? What can you do to fight water?
You know, take advantage of a spring rain to really play detective. Check for visible leaks, water stains, discolored insulation, and rotting or moldy joists and roof decking. If you find this kind of stuff, call a handyman or roofing contractor for an estimate for repairs. And if you have areas of rot or mold that exceed about 10 square feet, call an indoor air quality inspector or mold remediation company for advice, because that could raise some health issues for you, for your family. Also, check your attic fan to make sure it's running properly to keep air circulating, and check that the protective screen hasn't been blocked by bird nests or debris since you last checked it, which hopefully, if you're up on your preventative maintenance, you would have done within the last year.
All right. Now, with the weather turning warmer in areas right now, people are looking for weekend projects. You know, maybe some things that they can do themselves, get you out in the fresh air, also save you a little money from hiring people. So what can they do?
Okay, got some great ideas. So you can clean your siding, make your house look brand spanking new. You can clean vinyl, brick, stucco, or wood siding yourself with a mild soap and water, a brush, and a garden hose with a spray nozzle. Just divide your house into about 20 by 20 foot sections and clean each area from top to bottom and then rinse.
And before we send people out doing that, any cautions here?
Well, you know, you'll likely need a ladder to do this, right? So when you're up on a ladder outside your house, you always want to exercise caution. Also, a lot of experts say leave the power washing to the professional. Otherwise, you might end up blowing water up under the siding and into the walls and insulation, which can lead to mold. Now, with brick exteriors, you can also damage the grout, so you want to be careful. And I have to say, personal experience here, our deck was once the victim of an overly aggressive power washing by my dear and loving husband. So I can vouch for the notion of leaving the power washing to professionals. If you choose to have your siding professionally cleaned, expect to pay from about $300 to $500.
All right. What's a maintenance task that you recommend that, I don't know, a lot of people would not even think of?
Okay, so the change of seasons is a great time to remember to check and maintain stuff for safety reasons, too. People are accustomed to testing their smoke alarms when the time changes, but folks can also check their ground fault circuit interrupters, or GFCIs. GFCIs protect you from electrical shocks by shutting off the power when there's any kind of disturbance in the current, even a small one. Now, these are the electrical outlets with two buttons in the middle. You see, I'm sure you have some in your house. One says test and one says reset. And they should be anywhere that there's water and electricity mixing. So in your kitchen, your bathrooms, your basements, garages, the exterior of the house, anywhere there's the potential for water and electricity to mix. So to test a GFCI, there's a small tool you can buy at the hardware store that turns yellow or red to tell you if the circuit is working, but you can also use a homegrown method as well. Just plug a radio or other small appliance into each of your GFCIs. Press the test button, which should click and shut off the radio. In addition, the reset button should pop out, and when you press that in, the radio should come back on. If the radio doesn't go off or the reset button doesn't pop out, you probably need to replace the GFCI. You want to call an electrician, though. You don't want to play around with electrical equipment yourself.
Okay, some great hints there about maintenance. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.